One of the claims that's often made is that these Common Core standards were decided upon by the federal government. That's just not true. And they were decided, we all believe that decisions ought to be made closer to where the kids are. And so these were decisions that were made by states, by chiefs, what's called chief state school officers, the folks who run departments of education, with lots of input from teachers and principals and the like. There's this new term that's been created, Obama Core, as though this is some kind of scheme that has come from the administration. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, I've seen a lot of emails and things on the web that have very strange, contorted, new math ideas that are allegedly part of the Common Core standards, and they're not. They may be ideas that are being generated in some areas around the country, I don't know, but the Common Core standards are quite general in terms of level of achievement, not how they are attained.
I've been hearing a lot of parents saying this what they call this one-size-fits-all approach doesn't always work for every kid, and that it might just be setting up kids for disappointment and failure.
So it's not the curriculum is left up to each district. What we've agreed is that there's certain things we expect our kids to know. We think that's a very appropriate thing for us to decide at a state level, and we think it's great that other states have decided on the same thing. But in terms of how these standards are taught, that we leave up to local education professionals. And we think that's very appropriate, and that's not at all one size fits all.
They hear new test, lower proficiency, and that worries
me. Okay, so on that score, 4 years ago now, we raised the bar on proficiency, and we did it so for this reason. If you tell a kid that they're proficient, or how they do compared only to peers within their state, but then they have to compete for college or jobs with students not only from other states but from other countries, you're not being very honest with them. And we think a dose of honesty is in order. So a few years ago, we did raise the bar, and we actually said that proficiency rates will decline even though students don't know anything less. We understand that can be a frustrating thing to hear. But the point is, we're being honest about what it takes to be proficient. And so we're going to continue to communicate with parents. Parents seemed to get the message a few years ago, but I think it's a message that we have to continue to deliver.